morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. And one of the ways that you can
learn more
about how we are church together.
Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or
November
this is your first time in worship
in the mail
with us,
this week.
We are so glad that you have found your way
to
this worshiping community.
Out in the,
and a few of the ways you can learn about how we are church together is through your bulletin.
That we will be doing during the month of November.
Is of
the
opportunities.
Food stamp
so check out how we
challenge.
Worship and serve
your harbinger
together.
Has more
if you have any questions,
also
don't hesitate to ask someone around you.
With
it's
lots
okay
of
to tap on a shoulder.
And next Sunday,
and you're not quite
our
sure where that
presbyter
is or what
mission
prayer
and advocacy
ask
will
someone,
be here
they'll be happy
in
to
worship
help.
With
and standing
us
at the communion table following worship, there will be an elder to receive
year.
Any further questions
and
or
a word about our service
have.
This morning.
We have a few other verbal announcements. This morning.
We will be
first, I'd like to take an opportunity
in our
to
lives
welcome
who we can
to
name
the pulpit
by name
this
and also
morning,
those who
Susan
are just in Orr. Our hearts.
Susan is
and
the Presbytery of Genesee Valley. That's our presbytery
there, and more
here. The Presbyter for Mission
about our
and
Memorial
Advocacy.
Garden, which
and she will
course,
be sharing
winter,
more about her experiences
is, has been
engaging
back
in the
down,
SNAP
but in this
food
spring,
challenge.
We'll
so Susan, welcome.
Place
we're glad
more
you're here.
And you can learn all about that in your bulletin. A few announcements
this morning. Thank you so much for inviting
morning.
Me to be here
Sue.
Today. Just recently, I went to a conference in Louisville. I learned how to say that. And someone there said that they go around to their congregations and go and say, hey, from the presbytery. And then what they do is that they ask their congregations to say, hey, back. So if you wouldn't mind, just give me a couple of shout-outs.
Associate.
do it again. Do it again. The camera wasn't ready. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Boy, we are a connected church in so many ways. So thank you, Susan. And as you have heard about and read about in your newsletter, we as a congregation, Gates Presbyterian Church, are going to be engaging in the SNAP or food stamp challenge. There is a table just outside the sanctuary here with all sorts of information about doing that. But I highly encourage you, if you're even thinking
good morning.
About
I have
wanting
just a couple
to
of,
do this
save the
challenge,
date announcements. Well, I'll be brief.
Come to the
first
second
of all,
hour
I invite
today,
to the
right here, following worship.
For
it'll be
18th.
In the adult lounge
and
just down the hall. And Susan will
be
answering more of our questions. So this is
going to
be an amazing opportunity, and I strongly encourage you
to
attend. Other things going on in the life of the church.
Will be our Guatemala Partners meeting Wednesday night at 7:30 here at the church. It's a good time to join because we're going to start planning our next
good
trip
morning.
Down there. So
you feel
everybody's
the excitement
invited
here?
To come down
in less
to
than 2 weeks is our
and then on November 13th, a Thursday, we're going to have a lunch here. We're
I do
going
want
to have Graham
thank
Russell,
everyone who has
who's
signed
a human
up
rights
so far.
Activist.
I
many
appreciate
of you know
it.
Graham. He
we
helped
all
us organize
it.
Our first trip down
there
here
are
to Guatemala.
A few,
he'll be
areas
here,
that we still need
so
some help.
We're
going to
meet with him at lunch. We're going to provide a catered
first
lunch.
First of all,
just
we need a
coming.
Couple more people
and
in
then
the parking
later that night, he'll be at Nazareth
area.
College doing a talk about Honduras and Guatemala and why people are
you'll be glad
are leaving
to write
here. So
you
put
down,
those dates down.
Your name down. It's an area that you'll be done by lunchtime, so if you only have an hour to give, that would be wonderful.
So senior highs,
we also need, of course, people on Friday night.
At 12:30
and Saturday
and
to
hiking.
Put everything back.
Or if you need
on Friday
to grab
night,
lots
I'll give
of
you a
scarves,
little secret.
A couple extra hats
Barb
around.
And Deb and I come in on Friday morning
junior
with
junior highs
a few people,
meet at 3:30
and
we're
a lot
go
of it is done
y
by the time you get here on
hours.
Friday night
be
because we don't want to be here till 10 o'clock. So,
so
but,
many
so
great
it
and wonderful
a short
things
time,
happening
an hour
in
and
the
half,
life
maybe
of
the
our
on
church.
Night to get
also, a
out
reminder
of the rest
next
of the
Saturday, the sun is going to be
Saturday.
Shining. It's not
Saturday,
going to rain or snow. There'll be plenty
be
of donuts and hot coffee
we'll try to get these
here
out
at
as
the
quickly
church.
As possible, so that
8:30,
we can put all
I believe,
8
o'clock, whenever you want to show up. Fall cleanup. The trustees will be glad to see you there. And that is an opportunity for all ages.
And
friends, now let us prepare our hearts,
bar. She
our
does
minds,
a wonderful job.
Our entire selves.
So if you can help her there, that would
God.
Be great. And thank you all for your help.
Barb.
Good morning, ladies. Sorry, men. I'm up here because I'm going to be selling tickets now for the annual women's candlelight dinner. It's on Tuesday, December 9th at Brookley Country Club. It's $20 a person. It'll be a buffet again. We'll also be collecting for APW, and we'll need a volunteer at the end of the evening to be able to take all our goodies down to ABW. So I'll be selling tickets all the way to the first Sunday in December. I'll be accepting cash and checks. Thanks.
Thank you. Did you say Tuesday, December 9th? Mark that on your calendar. Guaranteed first snowstorm. Katie.
Oh, and Mitzi Collins and the Dulcimer Players are going to be playing. So if anybody missed them last year, you're in for a treat again this year.
Katie.
Just wanted to let everybody know that we have youth group next week. We're here at the church from 6 to 8. The senior highs will have a bunco tournament, which I have never played before, so I'm looking forward to losing. And the junior highs will be playing a lot of different games, and I heard a rumor there will be a pinata.
Great. And a big thank you from the Board of Trustees for everyone who came and helped clean the church. It looks wonderful. Special thanks to my group of youth who did excellent window washing. The puppy dog even agrees. Excellent. And also a reminder, next Sunday is Stewardship Sunday, so if you have lost your pledge card in the pile of mail that I know I have on my counter, you can find more of those out in the hallway. Let us now prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Thank you. all you who are hungry.
This is the place to be fed.
Here without money, here without price.
All may enjoy the bread of heaven.
Let us worship together in the Spirit and in truth.
That are longing for healing. Let us now together share in the prayer of confession. O God, you prepare a table for us, and we want to assign seats. You offer a banquet, and we want to write the guest list. You invite, and we want to make excuses. You provide enough, but we want more than enough. Watch others slack enough. We consume but fail to give thanks. We consume but fail to share the bounty. We consume but fail to share the load. Forgive us our table manners. Turn our meals into celebrations. Turn our feasts into fellowship. Turn our table the body of Christ in others, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us share in our silent prayers.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. We sing to God.
Christ does not call us to be perfect in our love, only willing, willing to grow in love for God and for others. The message of the gospel is that when we come to Christ with willing hearts, they are transformed into God's heart. We are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
Everybody today. Does anybody here have an allowance?
Yeah.
What do you guys do with your allowance? My toys, okay. A computer, all right. That's exciting. And what would you do if you didn't have that allowance? You could work and get money, that's true. With your allowance. Maybe you guys would use your allowance, but when you want to get food, your parents buy it,
singing
right?
Singing the goodness of God's grace,
or your family,
we are also reminded of the brokenness. Each of us carry,
so today
and
we're
God
learn
comes
about food
alongside
stamps,
us,
which is an allowance
to
that
hear
people have when they don't
feel,
have enough money for food otherwise.
To be with us
sometimes
in that
people
brokenness.
Get paychecks, and their
Let
paychecks are this big, and they have to pay for all this different stuff,
Master,
like food
Savior,
and a place to sleep,
Messiah,
and their clothes.
Teacher,
and sometimes people are sick, so they can't work or they can't find a job.
Your presence
so then they get a special allowance called food stamps, and it helps them get enough money
and
for
all
food.
That we have comes
but do you know how much
you
get for food stamps?
All
how much that allowance
you do
is?
Declares your love for
it's
us.
Not very big at all.
And when trouble comes,
so next week we're going to do a challenge where all the food we eat
even
comes from that same
are.
Size of allowance.
How
and we learn what it's like when you have to
you
eat not as much or not
us.
The same.
Dispel
or maybe not go to McDonald's as often, which is not very fun, right?
Change our garments of darkness.
So that's something that we're going
to
be learning more about next week.
Light.
Okay.
Spread your table
so let's go
before
ahead and pray.
Us and feed us from your hand.
Dear God,
lead us in the paths of righteousness.
Thank you for our food.
For it is in your name that we pray.
Thank you for the Amen. People who love us and feed us. Amen. Time for Sunday school.
The endless cloud of witnesses have gone before us, leaving us a legacy of hope and discipleship. Learn from those who have shown God's love in all that they have said and done. You have been
Our
set
first
on the path
of
faithful
the word this morning
discipleship.
Comes from the Gospel of
peace.
Matthew,
Thanks
chapter 25,
be
verses 31 through 46. These
I'd
are
like
familiar
the children to come forward
and rich
and join
words.
Me.
May these ancient words speak a word of truth and hope to us in the present.
so that our future may be changed. Listen now for the word of God. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left.
Hi, everybody.
Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come.
I've got a question for you today.
You that are blessed by my father.
Have anybody ever heard of a saint
you from the foundation of the world.
Yes, yeah, what kind of saint?
And you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave
me
something to drink.
Yeah, awesome. What about St. Patrick's Day? Have you heard of that?
I was naked,
yeah,
and
that
you
happens.
Gave me clothing.
Yeah, okay, so St. Patrick's Day we wear lots of green,
prison,
right?
And, you
and maybe like
me.
Some little sparkle things?
Then the righteous
so
will
if I want to be a
Lord,
saint, do I have to wear lots of green and be really sparkly?
You hungry and gave you
no.
Food or
okay,
thirsty
do I have
to
have a big
drink?
Halo on my head?
And when
no.
Was it
okay,
that
what do
we
I have to
saw
do?
You a stranger
yeah.
And welcomed you?
Be good, that's it.
And gave you clothing.
A saint is anybody in the church who is
you
good, anybody who loves
you.
God and loves people
and, the them,
and finds all
I
sorts of
you,
ways to help people.
Just as you did
you guys know any
to
saints?
One of the least of these who are members
yeah.
Of my family.
You know some people who are
you
good?
You did it to me.
You!
Then
awesome!
You will say to those
all right!
Left hand, you that
what
are
about
cursed,
the people who teach you
me,
about God? You know anybody like that?
For the devil and his angels. For
yeah.
I was hungry.
Your teachers
you
aren't supposed
no
to.
What about Sunday school?
I was thirsty, and you gave me
yes,
nothing
okay.
To drink.
Yes, okay. Sunday school happens sometimes.
I was a stranger.
What about your parents or your grandparents? Do they teach
naked,
you about God?
And you did not give me clothing.
No.
Sick
okay.
And in prison, and you did not visit me.
Who?
And they will also answer.
Okay, who else?
When was it that we saw you hungry
the
or
pastors,
thirsty?
The pastors, they
or
teach people about God all
or
the
naked,
time. You're
or
right.
Sick, or in prison.
So today I want you to think
you.
About all sorts of different people who teach
then
you about God's
them,
love.
Truly, I
you
tell
know
you,
where we can find some of them?
Just as you did not do it
up here
for one
in the
of
Bible.
The these,
they have all sorts of different stories of saints who love God
and
love
go
people.
Into eternal
so go around today and think about all the people that love God and love you and teach you about God, okay? That sound all right? All right, let's go ahead and pray together. Dear God, thank you for the saints who love us. Help us to love other people and teach them about you. Get off to Sunday school.
Often not read, even rarely understood.
from Revelation. After this, I looked. There was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, power and might to be our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more, and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. Will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Sharing lunch this week with the guests at Cameron Community Ministry Free Lunch Program, I met a man named Frank. Late 50s, clean shaven, nicely trimmed crew cut and Carhartt jacket, skin a weathered brown from sun and wind. And along with the calloused hands, I wondered if he worked construction. "Garbage truck," he told me, "until a couple of months ago. Stepped off the truck to grab a can and a car came speeding past. Clipped my arm." Yeah, people never see the garbage man. "Nothing major, but can't lift the cans anymore." Frank explained how he was now trying to figure out what he was going to do next. As we talked a little bit more, he began sharing about his life, how he spent the first part of it growing up in a working-class neighborhood in the city, and then he went on to work retail management up on the 104, right around Kodak, till everything went south. And he said everyone always talks about how many jobs were lost at Kodak, but not really much is ever said, and no one really counts the number of people who lost jobs in retail, food service. Frank thought maybe there were just too many to count. And it didn't matter anyway, there weren't any more jobs, and a guy like Frank couldn't just pick up and move somewhere new. So for him, there was a stretch of unemployment, some temp jobs, employers treating him as indispensable, overlooking the skills he had to offer. He told me about how the drinking started. His wife left him and took the kids.
The temp jobs that Frank puts together now means that he doesn't qualify for food stamps, and after child support is taken out of his check, there's barely enough to cover rent. He's thankful for a meal at Cameron, but he says he feels pretty out of place. I offered a prayer for Frank. He kind of shook his head. I thank God every day by making the most out of what I got, but I appreciate you looking my way today. And he cleared his dishes. Off he went.
I'm supposed to have a low-fat diet because I have high cholesterol.
Look,
but that's not what was available.
John of Patmos starts out in our verses this morning.
An upper middle class mother plunged into poverty.
Amidst the apocalyptic vision in the often avoided and more often misunderstood book of Revelation, John tells us to do something very simple. Look. Rather than reshell Revelation as an indecipherable apocalyptic dream sequence written by this unknown disciple in this fledgling first century Jesus movement, we're invited to see the saints as John sees them. Yes, the saints are going to look a bit different than the left-behind images from Hollywood. But you know, they might even look different than the select churchy people who spend a lifetime strictly observing religious practices and values. Because the saints are more than just a select few. The saints are of a great multitude that no one can count. And it's taken the Presbyterian Church a while to warm up to this whole notion of celebrating saints without feeling too Catholic about it. I think we're there. We do a great job. So, you know, the most startling section of this entire passage might even be John's refusal to count. Because Presbyterians love to count. We count the number of people in the pews on a Sunday. We count the numbers on our membership rolls, how many have been baptized in a year, the names that are removed, how many guests at a soup kitchen on a particular day. And, you know, we're in good company. The world is always counting people, too. This week, we'll be counting voters as they go to the polls. We count the unemployed, the homeless, those who graduate from high school, those who don't. Everybody seems to be a number, and everybody has a number, and everybody is counted. But John says, there's a lot of futility in all this counting. It's not about counting, and it's not about the numbers. Look, John says, look and see the people from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and languages, worshiping and singing God. Look. And now, as idyllic and unspoiled as this image might be in our minds now, John keeps writing and encourages us to keep looking, to see the saints in a whole new way. These are the people who have come out of the great ordeal, he writes. They are the ones who lack shelter and protection from the elements. They are the ones who wonder where their next meal will come from when they don't qualify for assistance. They will thirst for water that is not polluted and disease-ridden or carried for miles. Look, through the most
unimaginable circumstances. And with tears in their eyes, John sees those who are identified in the storied history of the church as saints. And in our turning our attention to the saints who are often overlooked, John does not encourage us to idealize suffering. Instead, he offers an honest statement about the condition of the world and how it affects God's people and all of creation. This early Christian community to whom John writes is struggling. They are struggling to see the grace and love of God in a world where injustice born of violence happens every day, where children are dying from hunger, a world where the oppressed remain captive to the bondage of abusive structures,
a world to share my experience with the SNAP
where there are
food stamp
too
challenge.
Many people to
By
count
now, you know that SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition
invisible.
Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps.
And what John does,
you just listened to the voices of the hungry, a litany
look.
From the PCUSA curriculum titled
look
"Just Eating
for the Hope."
Did any of those quotes hit
after
home
all is
to you?
Said and done? After the plagues of war and famine and disaster have done their worst, salvation belongs not to the broken systems and structures, to the pain of disease, or even what we believe at times to be the finality of death.
15% of the population, that's over 47 million people, participate in SNAP.
Look for the salvation belonging to God
alone. A report from the Rochester Area Community Foundation last fall looked at poverty in the nine counties surrounding Greater Rochester. It determined that Rochester is the fifth poorest nation, the poorest city in the nation.
Are all those whom God sees.
And while the concentration of poor
and in this dramatic reversal of the vision of the world,
visible,
Jesus describes the saints that he sees on the hillside that day with his disciples and Jesus.
According to this report, there are over 160,000 people in this nine-county region living below the federal poverty level.
Aren't simply those who seem to have it all figured out. Whose prayer
the
life
federal
is
poverty
perfect.
Level derives from
whose
an
service to the church and community alike are irreproachable, and who have
in
left
year,
a legacy to the rest of us as we spend a lifetime aspiring to realize
they took
for ourselves
that and multiplied it by three
on the contrary,
to meet all
saints.
Other basic needs. That level
Jesus
has been adjusted
us,
annually since then
and
only
John
by using changes in the Consumer Price Index. Can you
are
imagine?
Those
in 1963,
who have
it was determined
greatly.
That one-third of your income
and those who suffer
be,
still
is available for your
even
food
in our
needs.
Midst.
Think about your own household budget.
And yet somehow,
does that ring true for you?
They are able
to
thank God.
Spend one-third of your income on food?
They thank God
what percentage
for
of your income
them
goes towards food.
When the world renders them invisible.
According to this outdated formula, in 2013, a family of four earning $23,850 can provide for its own
look.
Food needs entirely. A person working a 40-hour work week at $5.53 an hour would
are
be
all
above
those who have
the federal
known
poverty
the
level
pain of
and
grief
considered
and
self-sufficient.
The sting of death
that's
and
not
still
even close to minimum wage.
Manage
would you be able to feed yourself,
that,
your family, on that? This is saints hard to take in. Why are people hungry? Would you agree that there is enough
every corner
food for
of society,
all, but not
and
all
yet
people
find
can afford
ways
it?
To
do you believe
and
hunger is
Christ,
a spiritual
loving
problem,
their neighbors
not an inevitable
as
consequence of limited resources?
Friends, celebrating
justice
all
is one of the most profound longings in the human race. If
we
there
look
is no
to
justice,
those
then deep
whom we've
within ourselves,
seen in this
we know
life.
That something is out of whack.
And in this congregation,
justice is hard to define, and harder still to put into practice, but that has never stopped us from
seeking. Those who have lived in the challenging circumstances of this world and who now fully experience the goodness of God's love. Those names whom we will read in a moment.
And the congregations in our presbytery are very active in food ministries. It is, in fact, the number one way in which our congregations engage in mission in our communities. We have food pantries, free community meals, foodling distributions, financial and volunteer supports of soup kitchens, holiday baskets, backpack programs, meals on wheels.
We look across the aisle of this church. Or down the
last
street
fall, I received an email
into the parts of the city that we don't often
November
frequent
food stamp challenge.
And see.
Week-long challenge
saints.
Aims to raise awareness of hunger, food, and
see
economic
the saints
injustice.
There, who even in, the most
in the body of that email, I was encouraged to pledge to use the average food stamp benefit, which varies by state,
up their
as my total budget for 1 week.
To God.
It claimed that taking this challenge would give
and
me a view of life. Of what life can be like for millions of low-income
faithful
Americans.
Faithful notes of alleluia.
Reverend Neil Pressa, at that time our General Assembly moderator, was quoted saying, by joining in the SNAP food stamp challenge and consciously living within these allowances together, we pray that awareness is raised, consciences are aroused, and actions are taken so that all people have access to their basic food needs.
And forever.
Well, that gave me pause. I mean, I've been advocating for the food insecure for years. I'm a longtime volunteer and board member at Cameron Community Ministries in the city. I've packed and delivered food baskets. I serve at Laurelton, my congregation's Saturday morning breakfast cafe. I thought I had empathy for how hungry people feel.
And at this time of year, friends, we recognize that the long summer has faded now.
Feel like. To be
and that
hungry.
These first days of November
work,
mark the beginning
my email
the coming
account, and
of
that
winter.
Email stared at me.
The frost has taken most of our tender plants and leaves have begun to fall for
the Thanksgiving,
trees.
Right at the height
the
of
geese
awareness
continue
the
on their long journey south and the days are cooler.
So finally I was convicted. I signed on
the weather
and became
unsettled.
One of 395 Presbyterians
the evenings
nationwide
are suddenly
to take
dark.
The challenge.
This
the
is the time of year
website,
when Christians
know,
have marked
several
All
helpful
Saints
resources
day.
For the challenge.
As the day
I
of
learned
celebrating,
the average food stamp benefits in New York State at that time
honoring the
was
$147.45
a month for a single
at
person,
this darkening
which
time
divided
of year,
by 30 and multiplied by 7 is $34.41. That's all I
to
had to spend on
no
everything I ate for the week. Breakfast,
images
lunch,
come
dinner,
to our minds
snacks, drinks, even
of dear
seasonings,
companions
$34
who once
and 41
graced
cents.
Our lives.
I was
loved
not to eat food I already had in my pantry or refrigerator
persons
without figuring
made
in
an
its
impact
cost.
On ours.
I could use any
of
food that I grew,
who were here,
but that was not going to help me in the middle of November, let alone the fact I don't have a garden. If I dined out, I had to use my allotted money. And I couldn't eat free food unless I was in a situation where those who use food stamps could also freely access the food. That meant I simply couldn't show up on the doorsteps of friends and families and say, feed me, I'm hungry, which was my original plan. Along the way, I learned some important things about SNAP, too.
Our memories bring
I learned that 78% of SNAP households have
Let
incomes below that
away.
Antiquated poverty
For
line.
Our recollections,
84%
to the
of all SNAP
of
benefits go to the most vulnerable households,
love,
those with children,
our memories,
elderly,
the eternal circle
differently
which
abled.
We are all a part of.
I learned that SNAP doesn't create
we
dependency. Participants are on the program only an average of 9 months. And SNAP has the lowest fraud and error rates on record due to increased oversight and transparency.
For all the dedicated children of God,
SNAP
from our church family whose lives testify to the power of God's Holy Spirit.
With budgets and spending at the forefront of national discourse, it's easy to
put
a target on a program that's growing as much as SNAP. But it's dishonest to say that SNAP is out of control spending when the facts show that it's a temporary increase in a program meant to expand when people are hungry and struggling. Mildred. Last November 1st, recipients of SNAP benefits saw a small chunk of their monthly grocery budget disappear as the annual SNAP budget was cut by $5 billion, a change that affected 3.2 million New Yorkers. And then in February, Congress approved an additional cut of $8.6 billion, which was an improvement from the $40 billion originally proposed. Well, the Friday before the SNAP Challenge Week began, I sat down to menu plan and write my grocery list for the week.
Mary Horn.
The Wegmans website, by the way, has a nifty fine products section, and it tells you how much something is and what a serving size contains. So with my smartphone and my calculator handy, I learned I could eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for 67 cents. I could make a bean tortilla for $1.73. Two eggs with one slice of toast and one tablespoon of margarine is 68 cents. I learned it takes a significant amount of time to figure this all out. And I was grateful for the easy access to online help, with the understanding
Dorothea
that most people
Richter.
Don't have that available at their fingertips, let alone the accessibility to drive to the stores that have the best prices. You know, $34.41 could not have nourished me for a week. Although I wanted
you are
to,
also invited
I really had
to, name
to access
in the, silence
the free food programs offered by our congregations. During
or
that week, I waited in line outside in
the
cold to have a hot lunch at Cameron Community Ministries. I shared a Friday evening meal with inner-city kids safe inside the hall at Trinity Emanuel. From Brighton Presbyterian, I collected an emergency food bag that became my lunch that day. I went to Caledonia First for their Wednesday night meal, which they share with those who are hungry, for food and for community. But I was most profoundly touched by my experience at Calvary St. Andrews, a congregation located in the South Wedge. Every Tuesday morning, FoodLink's mobile food pantry arrives to distribute food to those in need. I arrived at 8 a.m. that chilly, snowy morning, thinking I would have to stand in a line outside until the 9:30 distribution. But instead, a fellow patron ushered me into the sanctuary, showed me where I could register for a food bag, no form of identification necessary, and invited me to rest in a pew until the distribution began.
And all the people,
I was struck by the amazing hospitality,
the
welcoming by the other people gathered to receive food,
in our tender
and then by the not insignificant fact that the church, the congregation, opens its sanctuary doors to nearly 200 people every week so that they don't have to wait outside in the cold
of life,
or the heat.
Whom we know best in our own
there
loving
was community
and being
in
loved.
That holy space that
hold us as
some
we
people
remember
chatted about their grandkids. Others discussed what was on TV
us.
Last night.
May
some
our gratitude
sat in
sparkle
a pew by
in our lives
and read the Bible.
May our tears cleanse our
when
souls.
When the time came, the pastor greeted
help
us with a prayer, and
we are not
one of the guests led
grieving.
Us in this gospel song of call and response. Thank you, Lord, for
come to that
me
peaceful
up this
place
morning.
In which we can
thank
take
you, Lord,
that what we learned from those who have gone before
and when my name was called.
Remind
eyes,
us that
the kind eyes
mortal,
that saw me as a
that
beloved
the only
child of God and the loving
really
hands that placed
the love
the food
that shines
in my
lives.
Bag, I nearly Amen. Broke down with the gratefulness for the life-giving way in which I was being fed. Here are some of the key discoveries from my SNAP Food Stamp Challenge experience. I chose to do this.
Thank you.
places of need.
Friends, the one to whom we turn our lives over has invited us to this table. So whoever you are and however you feel this day, for whatever reasons you are here, come.
Thrilled that Gates is taking this SNAP challenge.
And whatever your condition, whatever brokenness you may feel, whatever hurt you bear, know that our host is the one who teaches, the one who heals, and the one who welcomes.
And a desire.
Our Savior invites those who trust him to share in this feast which he has prepared.
Like to have us
according to the Gospel of Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them, and it was then
and I've saved it,
their eyes
and enjoyed it
were
ever
open,
since.
And they recognized
Let us affirm our faith together.
The Lord be with you.
I believe that God is my creator.
Lift up
Through
your
God,
hearts.
I am connected to the rest of life.
Let us give thanks
I
to the Lord our
Jesus
God.
Is God's appearance to me. Through Jesus, I find fulfillment
It is right
to, my life.
To give our thanks and praise.
I believe God
it
is present
right
in the Holy Spirit.
We
join our faith community
always and everywhere
and
to give thanks
I'm alone,
to you, Almighty God.
I celebrate my covenant with Jesus in baptism.
Ancient days, you created
I
us.
I celebrate my continued partnership
with
Jesus
on this
by
earth.
Sharing the Lord's Supper.
And instead, we fell short
I
of what
celebrate
you created us
community
to be
of faith called the church, the human body
the
of the risen Christ.
Saints who invite
I celebrate
us back
God's
time
words
time
of love and instruction to
welcome.
Me. And all people
so you sent your
through the
Son,
Bible.
Jesus,
I celebrate
the guest of
Jesus'
sinners
mission
in every
and
time
ministry
and place that we
as
might
I give witness to the good news by what I
so
say
with reformers and
do,
saints who have gone before us
I
with
am.
Friends and neighbors
praise be
sitting
to God.
Around us, we
Amen.
Lift our songs of praise to you. Holy, holy, holy. And
God
at this time,
justice,
you are invited to share your prayers of joy, your prayers of concern. If you would like to share those joys or concerns out loud, raise your hand, and an usher will be around. And if you would stand so that we can
Holy
see.
Are you, God, and
you
blessed.
Go.
Good morning.
Christ,
I'd like to share
Lord,
a joy and welcome
glorified
our friends and neighbors,
son,
the Berry family.
Jesus came to show
it's Scott and Chrissy and their children, Scott, Elena, and Gage. So
he sought the
join
lost.
Me in welcoming
God.
Up. I'd also like to express joys of thanksgiving for all the wonderful
life,
kind words and
teachings.
Condolences
words,
that were sent our way at the passing
of
my grandmother last week. So thank you very much.
We speak of our faith, which often.
Dick Stewart, we are very pleased to have our daughter Sheila and grandson Johnny, who is sound asleep right now, and visiting us this weekend.
Welcome. We're glad that you're here. Welcome home, I should say.
Jenny Smith, as we approach Veterans Day, I would just like to thank all of you out there who have served our country and
simple
made us,
gift from creation,
gave us the freedom
which grace us with your life.
You
yes, upon those prayers of thanksgiving for all our veterans actively serving or not, we are thankful.
May we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness
Bell
is prison.
I just want to say thanks to the congregation for your calls and your concern about Omar. He's doing very well physically. Emotionally, he's still
May we open our hearts to all who have been forsaken by the world.
He's had a pretty hectic week on campus as a freshman advisor. His students really have a lot of issues. He's the one that they seek out.
On this first day
I also
week,
would like to ask for prayers as he prepare for his ordination exam, which will be held next week.
The joys
week.
Of our
Thank
faith
you.
Have been passed down
many
from generation
during
to
that
generation,
same process.
Shared by people who love us and shared amongst those whom we love. So let us tell you what I have been told. That on the night of his arrest, Jesus, having loved his disciples, loved them until the end.
Joanne Vander, I'd
night,
like to answer prayers
bread,
for a longtime member
giving
here.
Thanks,
that used to
he broke
before
it
he went
and
to
blessed it.
Phoenicia's.
Saying,
Tom
this,
Smith
all of you,
will be going into the hospital
this,
on Tuesday
this,
to have a procedure to
me,
slow down his heart.
Body,
and he really needs our prayers.
Prayers for him. Recognizing that we cannot prayers for live our by children bread alone. This morning.
He took the cup.
Prayers of thanksgiving for a grandpa who is feeling better. Prayers of thanksgiving for grateful hearts. Prayers of joy from the second and third graders for birthdays and turkey raffles.
He shared it
time
among
with cousins,
us, saying
for grandmas
this
and grandpas on hikes and at their house.
Made
prayers
new.
Of joy for
faith
a brother's birthday
even
party
know
today.
How to ask for.
Prayer for a mom who's
faith
doing better.
And
prayer for another mom who is not.
Whenever you drink this.
And this is falling under the concern category, but prayers for no snow on my birthday.
We break this bread and we drink this cup.
I love it.
Giving thanks
prayers for
the love
Jen Tuttle
and
as she continues
further
medical issues.
The promise of
and
new
prayers
life
of and joy for cousins and uncles
friends,
and family, all who have served our country.
For
and for Uncle Scott, who
let
is in the Navy and
together
on his way home. Prayers of joy for a grandmother's 88th birthday. Prayers for an uncle who was in a motorcycle accident. Prayers of joy for a brother in a play and all the family and birthdays all around. We've got a prayerful bunch in Sunday school this morning. Let us continue to join our hearts in prayer. We name you gracious Master and our God, great Redeemer and King. You offer us the kingdom, Lord Jesus, a realm where the hungry are fed, the thirsty are given something to drink, and the homeless are housed. You offer us a kingdom where those who are shivering are clothed, the sick are visited, and those in prison hear the good news. We wonder how we are to receive such a gift. Will you require more of us than what we're already doing? God, will you judge us for what we have done and what we have left undone? In your great love and mercy, O God, move us beyond our fear, our guilt, our anxious worry. Move us into your surprising grace that surrounds us each and every movement we make, every step we take. Each outstretched hand and open heart. God, most of all, form us in the mind of Christ so that we do see this world through your eyes and so our hearts that are broken by the things that break your heart break ours too so that we may go out into this world to serve, to bind up. God, we hold in prayer all those on our hearts this morning. Thanksgiving for the veterans who have served our country. Prayers of concern for those who are sick, physical ailments, mental illness, anxiety and distress, with grief and addiction. And God, for those of us who laid in bed this morning and just weren't sure we wanted to get up, fill our hearts, our bodies, our souls with the knowledge that your grace and your love is big enough for all of us. We offer these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Friends, this is the bread of life broken for you. Let us eat and celebrate God's love.
Dear Lord, we thank you for your love and the many gifts you have bestowed upon us. We share a portion of these gifts to touch the lives of those in need. May they feel our caring and your love and presence in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We go from this place together, with one another and with a God whose love is so big it surrounds each and every one of us. So go with that love. Go to seek Jesus Christ in all that you say and all that you do.
Together, we come into a time of sharing our joys and sharing those that we are worried for today.
And we'd like
to lift up in prayer.
Alleluia.
Who has something that they'd like to share with us today?
Christine Cook, prayers for my father. It's my name last Thursday.
Roy Smith, Julian, thrilled to welcome you here with us Thursday.
Shoulder replacement surgery tomorrow. And so prayers of healing for her, but also prayers of patience for Gary as her caregiver.
Tammy Tappy, prayers of concern for my best friend's father who's battling cancer. And prayers of joy for my daughter Leah.
Nice to see you.
Starts her new adventure in the community. She's doing really well. She got there safe and sound. So prayers for Andrew and I as we start a new chapter in our lives as well. So, thank you.
Please keep your Janet Ellis in your prayers. This is a second. She's been there 2 weeks, intensive care unit, struggling for her life. Please pray for Katie. Really hard with babies and keeping from them the stress levels. So thank you for your prayers.
Good morning, Priscilla. Prayers for my home church, Pastor Becca and her husband Will, which they lost the baby on Thursday. So prayers for grieving parents and the congregation that will be grieving and has to love this.
Marge Westbaum, let me thank the choir and the leader again for that beautiful, beautiful music. Diagnosed with breast cancer. She sees a surgeon Tuesday. General diagnosis of breast cancer.
Here with us today, sitting next to that Englishman over there, Peter Perry. And the thing about Nancy is she lives out there in the West Coast for her whole life, and we lost track of her. That's 25, 30 years about her. And I grew to make this room with the high school group of children. And I'm going to find her.
Hello, David Fish. I spent some time this past week in the city of Rochester at the Tent City. Because they've been displaced from the Civic Center garage. Earlier, they were bulldozed. Their homes were bulldozed. And it was sad to watch. So we went with a dedicated group of medical students, social workers. And so to put ourselves into action is important through prayer. So I pray for those.
Velta Rushan, this last night at about 10 o'clock, we received a call from Omar, who lives in Boston, that he was hit by a car. Thank goodness, they took him to the hospital, and there were no broken bones or no severe damage. So he went home, and this morning we spoke with him, and in pain with his foot. So I ask for prayers for him and give God thanks that he's A-OK.
Amen. Prayers for Omar. And also prayers in the life of our congregation this morning for Ed and Jean Sclair. Ed's having some struggles with his health. And also for Ruth Frady, who fell and broke her arm yesterday. She'll be having surgery today. So prayers for Ruth. And also prayers from our children this morning. Lots of prayers of joy for birthdays and birthday parties, for friends and hockey games, but also prayers of concern for a sick mom, and also for everyone who seems to be getting sick. So lots of prayers there. Prayers of joy for trick-or-treating and candy, and I always insert my prayers for the parents having to deal with the kids with the candy. And prayers for a mom who is also having a surgery, and prayers for the child who was hit by a car and who was killed. So prayers for that family and for all those. Our kids know.
Let's pray together. Gracious and loving God, we know you by many names. Father, Mother, Peacemaker, Creator, Light of the World. Today we also lift up the names of those we love who have gone before us, those who have made our lives better, who have taught us about your love, who have shown us how to work for justice, who have brought peace into the world and made your world a better place. Gracious God, we thank you for all of the saints in our lives and in our histories. We ask you to help us to see every person as beloved by you and see the gifts and the skills that each person brings into the world to make it a better place. Give us confidence, O God, that we may share your love with others, be a source of comfort in times of sorrow and a source of celebration in times of joy. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Let us come together to the table again to celebrate the many gifts which God has blessed us with and offer them back to God in thanksgiving. Let us worship God this morning as we collect our morning offering.
Loving Father, we humbly dedicate these offerings to your use. Like the saints who have gone before us, we are comforted by the knowledge that you will multiply these gifts. Allow this money to become a resource that lifts the shadows of despair from the recesses of people's lives. We recognize that only you can restore faith to the faithless, hope to the hopeless, and love to the loveless. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
For our closing hymn, we're going to sing the first and third verse. So first and third verse. Go with the grace of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.